Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Today's thought on meditation is this. Shakyamuni, the great master, gave us this unequaled way to understanding, and all the Buddhas of past, present, and future were enlightened by means of meditation in the same way as were also the Indian and Chinese ancestors. Thus, beginning with historic Buddha, all the ancestors and masters have experienced enlightenment by practicing meditation. This is from Kato Chisan's book, Soto Zen. Today we're going to look into the teaching and life of meditation master Kato Chisan, who is a Japanese ancestor born 1879 and died November 1st, 1968. His name means Bright Hall of Resplendent Wisdom and is taken from Kanchi Sosan's name, the ancestor that we talked about earlier this week. There may be a story about his name connection with her, but I couldn't find it. But the characters are the same for the two names, the Chinese and Japanese characters. With the help of a few monks, I found Kato Chisan's biography in an unfinished and rough draft form. Here is a sketch of his life and includes words from his own journal. His father died when he was 1 month old. His mother raised him with the help of relatives. His aunt and uncle were very religious Soto Zen believers. From Kato Chisan's journal, he wrote, "The religious atmosphere in the Yoshida, which was his family, raised my pure trust in religion, primarily because of his aunt and uncle. It was said about him that Buddha came and stayed with him. Or as we would say, he was grabbed by the cosmic Buddha. At age 7, his 4-year-old niece died suddenly. This was a great shock to him. While sitting next to a monk when he recited sutras for a week during Kato Chisan's niece's funeral, he began to think seriously that he should become a monk. He did not pursue becoming a monk at this time. He did attend school and began to find interest in books and learning and excelled in his studies. He also suffered from poor health, but recovered. When Kato Chisan heard Reverend Koho Hakugan say in one of his Dharma talks, "My mother died when I was small. I was so lonely that I went to a temple to give up this world, shaving my head myself." These words deeply affected Kato Chisan, as he was very small when his father died, and he often felt lonely. At 11 years old, Kato Chisan then became a monk with Reverend Koho Hakugan as his teacher. When he was a novice monk, he was bullied by the monks and one time almost killed. Reverend Koho Hakugan protected and encouraged him to carry on and said, "As you are such a sincere trainee, I'll help you by giving you a difficult and responsible job," and gave him a role called Joto that involved cleaning the toilets. Kato Chisan did this work for years and years, and afterwards looked back upon the time he kept the toilets clean without regrets and is very good for his training. Also at the same time, he thrived in his continued studies. Characteristically, he was a hard worker and he was always reading a few books. As he grew up, he became quite a scholar. In 1948, he was given the honor and title Great Teacher from the Emperor of Japan. During the next 12 years, he made two tours to the West. River Master Jiu met him on one of his tours and became his disciple in 1962. He was a very sympathetic monk. He was known for his love and care of cats, no matter how wild they were or how dirty they were. He really took care of cats and loved them. And he also helped younger monks with kind acts. Also, he was very strict in his own monastic behavior. Here are a few teachings from Kato Chisan. In his book, Soto Zen, he mentions Shikantaza. Shikantaza is often translated as just sitting. Kato Chisan also translated it as stop and see. To learn what stopping and seeing means, consider the following illustration. In the 10 ox herding pictures, the first one is called Searching for the Ox. In the picture, a young man is stopped, both feet together on the ground. His head is turned, and he is looking over his shoulder at the end of the ox who is disappearing. He is not on the verge of running away. The teaching in this picture is you have to stop and turn and look in another way. He is looking in a different direction than what he usually does. Something has caught his attention. This is a metaphor for what we need to do to meditate. Stop when we are looking outwards and turn our gaze inwards. In a very old journal from 1971, Kato Chisan writes these words. Human minds are selfishly deluded by greed and the discarding of morality. This is the world in which we live. But instead of becoming defiled by it, we must want to be, for the sake of others, oneself and the world. The greatness of the lotus flower lies in the fact that it remains unstained, though growing from the mud. It could not be that great if it grew in clean water. I'm going to expand on his words, want to be, or what it means to want to be. Being willing to be wholehearted without so many boundaries, and to face and be with conditions with the faith that within the present moment is a potential for a different view, a new view. Being willing to sit still within the unfolding of a painful feeling, with the faith that some good can be found in all conditions. Not being afraid of not knowing what to do. Not being afraid of seeing a path open and then stepping forward into that direction. Being willing to find our spiritual way in the world of birth and death. Being willing to do the best we can, which includes falling down and getting back up again. Slowly, slowly, the tides turn, our faith grows. We are more still and we see a bigger view. We notice we are not controlled by our thoughts and feelings as much. the walls of thinking, like we don't know where to find a place to be still in our busy lives, or the fears of being overwhelmed and not knowing what to do, these walls begin to lose their solidity. We may be more at ease. But then the cycles of impermanence come. Once again, we falter and fall. Kersplat. And then we get up. We seem to need to start all over again by willing to stop and see and follow where the forward step may lead. Sometimes we see the way within ourselves. Sometimes we see it in others. Sometimes we walk alone. Sometimes we walk with others. We continue walking on the path, finding it as we go, learning to sit still within. We join the eternal Buddha nature as a union, undivided and undividable. This is sitting still, the Shikantaza. Then we come to the world again, ready and willing to find Buddha nature wherever we are, willing to unfold the Buddha's teaching in our lives. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.